collect antique irons.
Now, this is the iron as in ironing your clothing.
That's correct, yes. Antique household irons, I think you'd call them.
Okay, and how many have you collected?
I have over 225 in my collection, and they've all been, I've all restored them back to original.
I have to ask you why.
Well, I don't iron, that's one thing. I'm very good at the clothesline folding up and putting things away straight away, but it's obviously, I think, because my husband, they're into collecting antique tractors and engines, I suppose I had to do something. So that's where the bug come from, their collection.
Tell me about some of the irons. I mean, how old are some of them?
Well, probably the earliest one would be 1817, Mrs. Potts irons, collection of Mrs. Potts. Like, they range from all different sizes. I've got quite a few good American irons. My irons consist of steam, coal, gas, 240 volt before the proper electricity come into fashion. And, yeah, they all work. They're all usable in that sense. So, yeah, a lot of Shell Light, that was a lot of Coleman irons. They were made by, they use Shell Light as a fuel.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of old irons you'll see, and a lot of people, when I've displayed them and showed them at different rallies and so forth, a lot of men come up and it brings back memories for them. They remember that was their job. They had to put the coal in the charcoal ones. They had to heat the flat irons up. And obviously when the Shell Light ones caught on fire, they were the ones that had thrown out the back door for mum. So I have a lot of older gentlemen come up and, you know, obviously bring back memories for them. But you'll find a lot of the irons are, a lot of them burnt handles, and that's because they caught on fire or they got too hot. So,
are all irons round about the same size and dimension? Or
no, all shapes and sizes. They consist of little tiny tailored irons just for the little lace collars, consist of flat pressing irons that take up, you know, half a table. Some of them are so huge I can't hold on to them, so no good swinging them around the house. All shapes and sizes and all colours. Some are enamel, some are just black ones, some are bright red, green, blue, purple, you know, all shapes and sizes. Silver, enamel, very interesting.
Where are you going to put all these irons at the Barn Bar School?
We're going to put them in the original old kindergarten building, and it's an excellent building to display, so if anybody ever wants to have a look, I can have them all set up, raring to go, so lay them on tables, shelves, that type of thing. So, and obviously I go in from the ironing side of it to the washing machine, the washboards, the ironing boards, and even old-fashioned washing machines by hand, plunging washing machines. And it's just nice to keep history alive, you know.
How often would you get something new to add to your collection?
Well, I've always got the eyes out. I have a lot of friends. They keep their eyes out at second-hand shops and garage sales, clearance sales. It's funny, I have a phone call one day. Someone was at a clearance sale out in the middle of Whoop Whoop, and I'm just ringing up to see, have you got this iron, and how much will you spend and how much will you pay? And then I have a lot of people, they find out that I've got a collection, and they've actually had a few at home. And they actually, you know, bring them to the shows where I'm showing and displaying them and offer them to me, so which is excellent. So got a little bit of everybody else's history as well.
Sounds like you'll be needing that school building. All right, I'm speaking with Karen Nicholson. Her and her husband, Jeff, have bought the Barn Bar School site and are going to set it up as a collector's haven, but also as home as well. Karen, now, you mentioned earlier that Jeff collects engines. How extensive is his collection?
Well, his main collection are antique tractors, and his brother at Barn Bar too. He lives at Barn Bar. He has a huge collection of tractors. Engines have really only been getting into the last 4 or 5 years, but once they got the bug, they can't stop themselves. But they're all working, tractors, all the engines are working, and they're not all completely restored either. They're very good collectors. They've got a keen eye across the paddocks, and quite often we'll be driving along, next minute we stop and I look and think, what are we doing? And next minute the binoculars come out, and they tend to spot things more so than what I would spot.
Oh, I love it. Now, and I understand Jeff's taking some of those to Eula Creek this weekend.
That's correct, yes, our Eula Creek Expedition Machinery Bay. It's on the 1st of August. We have a wide range of tractors, engine, vintage cars, the draft horses. They do a demonstration of ploughing and so forth. Excellent day for the whole family if anybody wants to see how the old days used to be.
All right, now we're getting back to the school though. So you've used the kindergarten room and you're living in the principal's residence. What are you going to do with the rest of the school buildings?
Well, the rest of the school buildings, we're going to keep them all original, so it's still going to look like a school and how it was. But inside, we're going to keep history alive in the sense of memorabilia, photos, history on the walls. But we're going to actually turn them into a living, entertaining area for family and friends.
Karen, why are you doing this? If you're from Walgett, why are you doing this in Barnbar?
Well, obviously we're share farmers and agricultural contractors, and obviously we've always been on the move from opportunity farming, from place to place. And obviously Barnbar is something that we can call home, as in the principal's residence, because we've always lived in other people's houses. Mm-hmm. And so that, in a sense, it's somewhere to call home, and it's somewhere to put our collection. Like our collection, you know, most of it's scattered all over Australia. Lots of things I haven't picked up, or can you look after this, or you've got a shed to look after it. And so it'll be nice just to bring it all together, and more so it's, you know, it's home. It's going to be home for us, you know, somewhere to call home.